Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Esprit Radio.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
That's right. Welcome to our neighborhood. Welcome to Black on Black Crime, our point counterpoint program where we talk issues, news. Sometimes we play a game or two, but we don't do crime. If you're not familiar with our program, Black on Black Crime is when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in areas they won't consider anyone else. You can join in on today's topic by calling in or sending your comments in the chat room. With that being said, on with the show.
Welcome to Black on Black Crime. Again, I'm your host. I want to thank you for tuning in. Remember, our dialing number tonight is 909-265-9189. That's 909-265-9189. Now, on this program, Beyonce Knowles, of course, superstar, singer, R&B singer. Well, I guess she's R&B, right? Pop singer Beyonce Knowles versus R&B singer Ledisi. We also have Oscar-winning actress Monique versus director Lee Daniels, TNT analyst Charles Barkley versus actress Gabrielle Union-Wade, and we have a discussion. It's an interview about the television miniseries or ministries, I don't know which one it was, The Book of Negroes. I want to talk about that. Lou Gossett Jr. talked about the Oscars and diversity in Hollywood, and he cleared some things up. I know we had another, I guess, a story about this on the last show, on one of the last shows, I guess, about Lou Gossett comparing Roots to the Book of Negroes. But he's clearing that up on today. And we also have on Uncle Ruckus Watch, Steve Harvey. He said he don't really care for slavery. So we're going to talk about that and much more. But I want to welcome you again to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio. Remember, you can check us out on Facebook at BOBC Show / or that's Facebook / BOBC Show, or you can check us out online, espritradio.soulofsyracuse.com. Hopefully I think I fit all of those things in. Now, last week's show, we actually talked about hip-hop artist 50 Cent, Tahadji P. Henson, comedian Mike Epps versus Chris Rock. And, you know, we talked about the U.S. government being found guilty for the conspiracy of assassinating Martin Luther King and all those things. So you can check it out in the archives, espritradio.soulofsyracuse.com. Now, I want to start this show off today. I normally start it off with news, but we're going to talk about history. Since it's Black History Month, I want to talk about some of those achievements or some of the things that we should make note of for Black history. Now, first, I want to talk about, you know, just kind of this month in Black history. I want to talk about John Dove. Now, John Dove is the person who created the laser light technology for disk storage. So we have CD-ROM, DVR, laser disc technology because of John Dove. He invented it and patented it in 1968. John Dove passed away a few years back, but as a physicist, he's a very smart man, and he had a couple of inventions that he actually told me about that was kind of in the wings, so I don't know where those are, and not until his family releases it or his patents go through, I'm not going to talk about it. But John Dove invented the technology that allows us to have 1 million bytes of data on a pinhead. So that was John Dove. Now, we also have Leroy T. Walker. He was the first black coach of an American Olympic team and the first black president of the U.S. Olympic Committee. Also, Walker made history in the 1976 Olympics to become the first black coach of any of an American Olympic team. So, you know, just to put that in there, it wasn't overall, but it was, you know, the Olympic committee. Now, or the Olympic team. Now, Gerald Lawson is a person to thank for the PlayStation, the Wii, the Xbox, that all the kids and everybody loves to play on now. He was a self-taught engineer. He is considered the pioneer of the video game world by creating the single cartridge-based gaming system. Also, we have Stan Lee. Now, Stan Lee is the co-creator of Superman, but he also created the X-Men. He created the X-Men in 1963 in the midst of the Civil Rights Movement, and Lee wanted to create a comic that showed bigotry and racism via fantasy. So Magneto in the X-Men and Professor X were direct correlations of Martin Luther King and Al-Haj Malik al-Shabazz or Malcolm X. Now, one had a dream and to unite all men. I guess that was Magneto. And the other was more vigilant in the fight for respect. That was Professor X. So I want to make sure we acknowledge that and not just get the same old when it comes to Black History Month. But that was also, you know, put out there for, you know, as you watch the X-Men or any of those things, you'll see that we were represented in various aspects of life. So also, Earl Lloyd was the first African-American to play in the National Basketball Association in 1950. Now, it ranks as a largely overlooked pioneer, but his nickname was the Big Cat. He was one of three African-Americans to enter the NBA at the same time, and it was only because of the order in which teams' season openers fell that Lloyd was the first to actually play in an NBA game. So on October 31st, 1950, he was one day ahead of Charles Cooper, who was at the Boston Celtics, and 4 days before Nat Sweetwater Clifton at the New York Knicks. All three of them came in the same year, three pioneers, African-Americans, going into the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Now, in our news, I want to start off by saying that 11.4 million people enrolled in private health insurance through Obamacare or affordable health care during their open enrollment period. Now, the White House has said and has come out to say that they will extend the enrollment period. I don't know the details of it right now, but they said about 6 million people have been missed, but their target goal was 12 million, and it was 11.4 million, so it was extremely successful in their enrollment already. But just because of some glitches that they may be extending their enrollment period for a little bit of time. And there's a number of states who also said that for several reasons, which they indicated, they're considering to authorize a special enrollment period that will end at the end of April. So the state of Washington and Minnesota has announced grace periods. California, New York, and Kentucky may do the same. So just keep an eye out on that, and we will report that on news. If you check out EspriNet News on Espri Radio every Thursday, 11 p.m. Central Standard, we will definitely have an update on which states are increasing enrollment and if the federal marketplace is open, how long the grace period will be as well. Now, as far as Black history is concerned as well, I want to say this story because Lieutenant Uhura in Star Trek was the first female Black astronaut. Said that she was inspired by Lieutenant Uhura on Star Trek, Nichelle Nichols. And the story goes, Nichelle Nichols handed in her resignation. She was going to leave until she had she was going to leave to pursue a Broadway career if it was not for the unlikely meeting of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at an event. He was introduced to her, and he sought her out to be introduced to her, and he said to her that you have one of the most important roles. This is a first. It's a non-stereotypical. It's brilliant. It's beauty and intelligence. And he said, you can't leave. And it has been ordained and a gift, and this is God's gift to you, or an onus for you. So her appearance changed TV forever. Now, Nichols is now 82, and Star Trek debuted in 1966, by the way. And it was a groundbreaking character, an educated character. It was groundbreaking to have someone black on TV at the time. So Nichelle Nichols, want to give her a big salute as well, you know, just to kind of round that off to make sure that we include some good things in black history. They're not just relative facts that you can go around every morning and say, hey, you know what, this is what I learned, but there's a lot of contributions that we don't talk about from year to year. So I thought I'd throw those in there. Now, President Barack Obama on Friday said that it's not an accident that the economy is improving on his watch, and Republicans' doom and gloom predictions haven't come true, and I just wanted everyone to remember that every step as we made these policies made this progress, and we were told by our good friends, the Republicans, that our actions would crush jobs, explode deficits, and destroy the country. I guess they were wrong, for the president's sake. So the president, or I guess they were just wrong, not for anybody's sake, but we're all thankful for president and his policies. Now, top actors, pop stars, sports heroes, and veteran comedians turned out in force for a special broadcast to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the late-night comedy program Saturday Night Live. Now, it was definitely a marathon. I think it was 3.5 hours long. So Saturday Night Live had this marathon show. I can't really report on it. I'm sure Finesse is going to probably tell me what he thinks of Saturday Night Live. But in this marathon program, apparently after the fact, you know, Eddie Murphy did come on the show. Chris Rock introduced him with a nice little introduction that was, I want to say it was at least 3 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes long. And Chris Rock definitely did step out there by saying the most successful person to leave Saturday Night Live was Eddie Murphy. So I'm glad Chris Rock, who was on Saturday Night Live, felt that he can say whatever he needed to say. But at the same time, Eddie Murphy came out, cracked no jokes, social media went crazy, and he is not apologetic for it. But behind the scenes, Norm MacDonald, one of the former players, or what they like to call not ready for primetime players, was in charge of asking Eddie Murphy to play a skit during their Jeopardy skit on that live show. And Eddie Murphy apparently came out and said he wasn't going to do it. He refused. And Kenan Thompson ultimately played Cosby in the skit, but he refused to play Bill Cosby, and it's made a lot of noise on social media. But we want to report that Bill Cosby did come out and publicly thank Eddie Murphy for refusing to play him in that sketch for that 40th anniversary special. And contrary to the headlines, Eddie Murphy did not say didn't want to kick a man while he's down. That was Norm MacDonald that said that. But in the spirit of black history, I'm glad to see people stepping up and not feeling pressure to point the finger at someone when they have never been charged with anything or never convicted or charged with anything. So we got to get over that. Now, if you didn't see this, there was a 6-part series. It's a historical drama called The Book of Negroes. Now, it was in the tradition of Roots, based on the Lawrence Hill award-winning book. It was kind of, I think Oprah Winfrey listed the novel on her, you know, best list at some point. But in the United States, it's known as Someone Knows My Name. Now, that highly anticipated television event ran over a course of 3 consecutive nights with 2 our installments. And it was a great show. We have on this program, we're going to talk about Lou Gossett talking about that particular show that he was in. But it was a great show. If you have a chance to see it, check it out. It is called The Book of Negroes. And I actually really enjoyed the show. I didn't know if I was going to, but I did. So it was actually pretty cool if you get a chance to check it out. Now, I want to remind you, you're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio. We are going to go to a commercial and come back, but, you know, Finesse is going to join us, and hopefully Kamish comes in. But on this program, Beyonce Knowles versus R&B singer Ledisi. We have Oscar award-winning actress Monique versus director Lee Daniels. TNT analyst Charles Barkley versus actress Gabrielle Union Wade. And a discussion about the interview from the TV Ministries of the Book of Negroes with Lou Gossett and some other stuff. So thanks for tuning in. I just wanted to make sure I put those in there and say that if you want to send some comments, hey, send in your comments to bobc@soulofsyracuse.com or join our Facebook page at facebook.com/BOBC show. All right, had to wing all of those in there. But I just want to thank you for joining us. And remember, our call-in number tonight is area code 909-265-9189 for you to join into the program. I will open up the chat room in a little bit so that you can come on and join us with any kind of questions or comments in the chat. But we'll open that in a second. But remember, everyone on the line, I want to thank you for joining us and joining in on the program this evening. And if you want to, again, join us, just hit one on your line, and I will bring you in. Thanks again for joining us. You're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio. We'll be back after this message. Now, remember, 909-265-9189. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm LeBron James. I know how important it is to take care of yourself, your friends, and your family. That's why I want to tell you about the health insurance marketplace at healthcare.gov. You can go there to find an affordable health plan as part of the healthcare law. The deadline to enroll is March 31st, so sign up now. You never know when you might take a hit. Spread the word and get covered today.
When it came to hot water, we were house divided.
That is until we switched to Tide cold water.
When we did laundry, Junior here couldn't take his usual two-hour hot shower.
It's called hygiene.
Now with Tide cold water, we've reached a truce because we get a great clean and cold.
Saving the hot water for Captain Prunehands here.
Rip Van Wrinkle.
Sir Rinsalot.
The Dean of Steam.
Lord of the Loofah. Don't leave. Where you going?
Wonder why I take long showers.
Tide. Better cold water clean than the bargain brand and warm.
That's my Tide. What's yours?
Yeah. Brand new. Long awaited. Yeah. I'm back. Shut it down. There's a whole lot of imitating going on. But we're going to take it back to the basement.
New Boondock, April 21st at 10:30. Adult Swim.
I am a volleyball coach. I was uninsured. It wasn't until I suffered a mild concussion that I said, yeah, I think I better look into this. I went on to the health insurance marketplace. I signed up. It was very simple. I was able to find one that's under $100 a month, and it has dental. It can fit with whatever budget I have month to month. I'm very elated about it.
Don't wait. Sign up by March 31st so you're covered for 2014.
That's insane.
Yep, and you can customize it. I can download anything I want.
Seriously? That's a lot of music.
Seriously?
That's insane.
And it's $15 a month for the family.
Seriously? That's a lot of gold rope.
Seriously? That's a signature look.
You don't have a signature look, honey.
That's a signature look.
Only AT&T brings you Beats Music. Unlimited downloads for up to 5 accounts and 10 devices. All for $14.99 a month.
you don't mind, would you pull that bass up a little bit, my mom? Pull up them drums, a little high hat. I want to hear them drums kicking. Kicking so hard, you can feel it way back in Mississippi.
Welcome back to Black on Black Crime on S3 Radio. I'm your host, Jerome. Our call-in number is 909-265-9189. On this program, Beyonce Knowles Carter versus R&B singer Ledisi, award-winning actress Monique versus director Lee Daniels. We have that and a bunch more. So I just want to welcome you back onto the program. And remember, our call-in number is 909-265-9189. If you need to send, or if you'd like to send, some news or something that you want us to talk about, we appreciate the letters and the emails about the show. Hit us up on our Facebook page, or you can send us an email, and we will definitely get back to you. You can write us at, again, news@soulofsyracuse.com, soul of Syracuse.com, and we may talk about it on the program. If you're on the line, you can hit 1. You can also join us in on this program. Now, before I get started, you know, we did a show and we talked about the Eve, and we just talked about this in the news. It wasn't a black-on-black crime, so we won't start that part of the show yet, but it's where we talked about Iggy Azalea and, you know, in the nature of this whole Grammy stuff and artists, that Eve and Jill Scott actually had some comments about it, but I didn't read what those comments was, but Eve talked about her black scent, which is a black accent that Iggy Azalea has, and she made it clear that there is one aspect of Azalea that she's not feeling, and that's the accent thing. She said the black scent is horrible. A lot of people are going to get mad at that. She said, what you want, she said, well, say what you want, but forget it. She used a different word, but she said, I'm saying it in a sense that she's from a different place. I've said this before. It would be dope to hear her own swag, hear her in her swag. And she says, what are you? Who are you? And what is that? Is what Eve is saying. So she talked about it. She said that's the only reason that she said that, you know, Australians are dope, is what she said. She said that's my only thing about it. I think she's fly. She's good to look at. I disagree with you, Eve, on that one. She said I think that she's a pretty girl and she has a dope body. All of that's fine, but I just wish there was a little bit more of possibly inserting where she came from. Well, Iggy felt some kind of way about those statements, and she went to Twitter, and she said there's a difference between being yourself and being your stereotype. When people never met me say that I should act more like myself, I feel like they are saying act more like how I stereotype you to be, so I feel comfortable. Now, she is opening up a whole new can of worms with that kind of statement. So by the way, you know, T.I. came out and told her to stay off Twitter. I think she closed her Twitter account. I'm not sure if it's back open. But he told her, stay off Twitter and stop answering people back. Because Jill Scott, Jilly from Philly, that's what everybody calls her, Jill Scott was sure to let her know that she wasn't trying to stereotype her at all. She said she just likes what she likes and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what she doesn't like, period. She said people perceive what they want. If I say that Florida oranges are better than Cali's, I'm not hating. She said, child, please, is what Jill Scott's answer was. She says, like what you like and otherwise. So Jill Scott really just kind of had to go in there and shut that down. But Just wanted to give a shout-out to that because I know we talked about that on the show, and we did have some comments. People post some comments about that. But, you know, again, it's not a beef with them, but that whole assimilation is kind of working everybody nowadays. Before, you know, after we watched, what was his name? Robin Thicke Crash and Burn. We watched Justin Timberlake pull a thing off Janet Jackson and get blamed, and Janet Jackson got blamed. Like all of those passes things, I think those passes are gone. So just wanted to share that aspect of it. Anyway, now you're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio. On this show, we are talking, if I can remember who it is, on this show, we're talking pop icon superstar Beyonce versus R&B singer Ledisi and what happened with the Grammy performance there. We'll talk about that more in detail. The comedian and actress Monique versus actor Lee Daniels. He made some comments about her being blackballed or blacklisted or whatever it's called for Hollywood after she won her Oscar. We have TNT analyst Charles Barkley versus Gabrielle Union, a discussion, the interview with the TV ministry's Book of Negroes, Lou Gossett, talking about the Oscars and diversity in Hollywood. So I'm going to start with that. Oh, by the way, we also have Uncle Ruckus Watch. That's Steve Harvey saying, I don't really care for slavery. So before I go into that, I want to go into the Lou Gossett Jr. before everybody jumps in there. I want to go into Lou Gossett Jr. because he did say this a while ago, so some of his statements may seem to be dated, but Lou Gossett actually kind of cleared some things up because we, again, had him on the show talking about clearing up some black-on-black crime issues. He cleared up some of the past comments about 12 Years a Slave. So on that show, we talked about Lou Gossett saying that he thinks that, you know, Book of Negroes is better than 12 Years a Slave or En Route. So just comparing the iconic, well, I don't know if I want to call it iconic, but that program, Roots, with 12 Years, where Roots was kind of, with the Book of Negro was kind of, I don't know, kind of crazy. But Lou Gossett kind of cleaned that up. In an interview about the TV ministries, he was asked about, you know, what did he think about, what did he think when he saw the lack of diversity in the nominations for the Oscars? And he said, well, I'm of a spiritual mindset taught to me by Mandela, and that we have, he said that we have the automatic assumption that their beliefs and morals are everybody's, but between you and I, Selma is one of the best, and it should always be one of the best, as 12 Years a Slave was. So we bring it to the consciousness that if we're not included in some of these awards, it doesn't mean all things are over. So that was his comment about the lack of diversity in the Oscars. And he also said that they think about what's popular, and it happened during Roots, you know, rejection, but it's an automatic assumption of a superiority that they know was good and that they know, you know, what's good and what's bad. And he said, I don't blame them. It's just the dying mentality that we need to be more compassionate to one another. So if we're not included in the Oscars, the Golden Gloves, et cetera, that it doesn't mean that we have been rejected. Now, there are reports that the Academy is 94% white, 77% male. So when you're one of the 6%, then if you're a voting member, 6% is minority. So there you have it. That was Lou Gossett on that. And also, you know, again, just to clear up some of the things that he was talking about, he said that's the nature of the beast, but we're growing up, all of us, and it happens less and less, but this time it happens because there's a proliferation of our African-American stories in many movies there's a rejection of that. Enough is enough. Let's go back to what's normal. And what's normal is George Clooney, Michael Keaton, Clint Eastwood, and all of the great ones, but they're not the end all to entire mankind. Now, the interesting thing about that is Michael Keaton won the Oscar, so they are kind of defaulting back to, you know, back to default, is I guess is how he wanted to put that. Now, about winning the Oscar, because you know he won one, he said, "I didn't get that job for a year, and I never made $1 million." He said, but he did vote for Selma to be Best Picture, and they did lose. But, again, that leads us to our story about Monique as far as that's concerned. But Lou Gossett Jr., just wanted to clear that up. We kind of, on the last show, talked about Lou Gossett and some of his perspective, but as an elder, he gets to clear stuff up, and even on this show, we let him clear it up. So shout out to Lou Gossett. And by the way, that TV ministry, if you have not seen the Book of Negroes, let me tell you, as a quick critique, I should have put some background music on for this, but for the Book of Negroes, the concept, if you haven't seen it, just go see it, and hopefully there's no spoiler alert on this, but the story is about a woman who was taken as a kid, sold into slavery. She migrated up to Canada and went back to Africa. That is the premise of the show. But one of the beautiful things about the show was there was really, really good acting. There was good dialogue. She had, she did an incredible job. I can't remember the woman's name who actually was the star of the Book of Negroes. But the Book of Negroes is about this woman who, as a kid, knew how to speak several languages before she came into slavery. She would not lose her identity. She fought hard for it. Although she, you know, got sold and all this other stuff, she ended up writing this book for the British, who said that in their surrendering to the Americans, who said that they, any Negro who was who sided with the British could have their freedom when the British pulled out if they worked for the British for a year. So she actually, since she can write and read and speak different languages, she actually started gathering the names of people in New York who supported the British, and they got passage to go to Nova Scotia in Canada. And along with that journey, some other things happen along the story. So it's a great story. And again, it is well done. It's a production company out of Canada that actually created the Book of Negroes, because it's a Canadian story, by the way. So I just want to give them a shout out. Cuba Gooding Jr. did a great job, and Lou Gossett, and I cannot remember, I apologize, for the lead in the movie who I can't remember her name, did an excellent job. So if you ever get a chance to see it, it's not what I thought it was, because I was not big on seeing any more slavery movies, but they did such a good job in the Book of Negroes that you have to check it out. So it will probably be on BET at some other point again, just to check it out. So check your local listings. I'll post it if you go to our Facebook page. On Facebook, BOBC Show on Facebook, will post the next showing of that movie or of that miniseries. But again, it's 6 hours, 1 hour each of the miniseries, and they did an excellent job. So, you know, I know it's Black History Month, and everybody kind of feels overwhelmed about knowing some Black history facts or something like that, but it wasn't so. It was actually a great movie. So get a chance to see it. Check it out. Now, I want to remind you, you're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio. We are kind of ahead of schedule on this, but I just want to make sure that we kind of put that in there. Just wanted to give you some Black history stuff and let you know what was going on the program today. We have Beyonce Knowles versus R&B singer Ledisi and Monique versus Lee Daniels up on tap on the program. Just wanted to give you a little bit of news up front to keep you you know, to get you up to date and to let you know what's going on in the world, as well as to kind of give you something for the archives on Black history. So I wanted to make sure I put that out there. Now, while I'm talking about this, there are 10 companies that profited from the slave trade that was published last year that I kept on file because I think during Black History Month, they're not going to tell you this, or mainstream media doesn't have interest in telling you what these companies are. But let's go back, shall we? Since I'm talking about the Book of Negroes, I might as well tell you this. New York Life, now New York Life found that its predecessor, Nautilus Insurance Company, sold slave policies during the mid-1800s. Tiffany and Company. Now, Tiffany and Company was the original finance with profits from Connecticut cotton mill. Now, the mill operated from picked cotton by slaves. Edna Insurance, insured the lives of slaves during the 1850s and reimbursed slaveholders when their slaves died. Edna, who knew? Brooks Brothers, the soup retailer, and they started their company in the early 1800s by selling clothes for slaves to slave traders. Brooks Brothers. All right, Norfolk Southern. Now, two companies, Gerard and the Central of Georgia. I don't know what that is. Became a part of Norfolk Southern. Mobile and Gerard paid slave owners $180 to rent their slaves to build a railroad. So I guess the Central Railroad of Georgia. They paid them $180 to rent their slaves to the railroad for a year, and the Central of Georgia owned slaves themselves. Okay. Bank of America found that its two predecessor banks, Boatman's Savings Institution and the Southern Bank of St. Louis, had ties to slavery, and another predecessor, the Bank of Metropolis, accepted slaves as collateral on loans. What do you do when you repossess someone's slave? Just seems kind of silly to me. All right. Now, USA Today, they reported that its parent, E.W. Scripps and Gannett, the news service, was linked to the slave trade as well. Wachovia, two institutions that became a part of Wachovia is Georgia Railroad and Banking Company and the Bank of Charleston. They owned or accepted slaves as collateral on mortgage property or loans. AIG purchased American General Finances, which owned U.S. Life Insurance Company. Now, AIG found documentation that U.S. Life insured the lives of slaves. Man. All right, J.P. Morgan Chase, now, could have easily guessed this one, they reported that between 1831 and 1865, two of its predecessor banks, Citizens Bank, and Canal Bank in Louisiana accepted approximately 13,000 slaves as loan collateral and seized approximately 1,250 slaves when plantation owners defaulted on their loans. So there you have it. There's 10 companies that profited from the slave trade. I don't know what to tell you about that, but I can just tell you that one is enough. All right. So since that just seemed to be a little crazy, I will start off by saying you're listening to S3 Dead News on S3 Radio on Black on Black Crime. See how that goes? Just a little bit more information. So we're going to take a break, come back, and give you more Black on Black Crime. You can join us 909-265-9189 and join in on the program. We'll be back after these messages. We'll be right back.
McCormick salutes the dinner makers, the ones who start with a pinch of something delicious and turn it into something even better, the recipe followers, and the ones who wing it, those creators of yumminess who know that natural herbs and spices are at the heart of the flavor that brings people together. Here's to you. Here's to homemade. There is nothing better. McCormick, America's favorite seasoning. Live deliciously.
Susie is dying to meet you.
Oh, steer clear of Kristen. She can't control herself around chocolate. She'll devour you.
Really?
I'd be a terrible friend if I didn't warn you. Gotta go.
Yeah, thanks for introducing us.
Anything for a friend.
Ooh, strong grip. Ow!
So, you want to grab a bite somewhere?
Here's fine.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
When we got married, we were suddenly a family of five.
And a seriously mixed bag of laundry. And we don't always have the time or the money to wash everyone's jeans and towels and gym clothes separately. So we wash everything in cold water with Tide. And it all comes out great. Even Sarah's funky new shorts.
Those are mine.
Really?
No. Yes.
Okay.
Throw it all in, because Tide cleans better, even in cold.
Sculpting the sleek body of the all-new Mercedes-Benz GLA took nearly 600 pounds of high-strength steel. Setting industry-leading safety standards took 20,800 crash simulations. And perfecting its engine took over 1.1 million miles of extreme driving. But this may be the most impressive number of all. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz GLA. Mercedes-Benz, the best for nothing.
Dove Men Plus Care presents How to Stay in Shape. Step one, gotta work those arms.
How was it?
Good. Step two, keep those legs strong. And step three, don't forget your back. Dove Men Plus Care. Care for what matters.